Today, we have lesson number 11 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Maseches Nazir. Today, we will learn the third perek, the third and fourth Mishnah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, and Mishnah Dalet. First, a bit of background, for which it would probably pay for you to consult the Chumash and look in Parshas Noso in Bamidbor Perek Vov, Psukim Tes through Yud Beis. And there you will see that the Torah says, obviously we know that one of the prohibitions that a Nazir must observe is not to come into contact with a mace, with a dead body, not to become Tomei Tumas Mace. Suppose a Nazir accepted upon himself a period of Nazirut, 30 days or more, whatever, and he became Tomei. He purposely or accidentally came into contact with a mace, and he is now Tomei Tumas Mace. So the Torah says that that breaks, that is so sere, that destroys everything he did up until that point. What is he to do? First he has to do is become tor. He has to go through the procedure of having sprinkled upon him the water in which is contained the afer of the Por Aduma. He has to have it sprinkled upon him on the third day, the seventh day. At the end of the 7 days, he has a tiglachas. He shaves, cuts his hair, shaves his beard, etc. This is explicit in the Torah. Suddenly, someone dies on him and he's can't avoid becoming Tomei Meis. V'gilach rosho b'yom tahoroso. So he goes through a procedure of Tahara, the 7-day procedure, at the end of which, v'gilach rosho, he has tiglachas. On the 8th day, yom hashmini, yovishtei sorim, ushtei b'nei yono, he brings two birds. One is a korban chatos, one is a korban ola. Vehevi keves ben shnoso li osham. He brings a third korban, a korban osham. This halacha is called, in rabbinic language, Mishnaic language, the tiglachas hatuma, the tiglachas which takes place not at the conclusion of a successful, so to speak, term of nazirus, but rather the tiklachas which takes place in the case where he became Tomei and has gone through now the Tahara process and is no longer Tomei and is about to resume his Nazirus. So that is called a tiklachas tuma, and it's not just a tiklachas that's called tiklachas hatuma. It's a tiklachas plus the three korbanos which a Nazir Tomei brings. Then he begins to count again. If it was a 30-day Nazirus, he begins to count a new 30 days. If it's a 100-day Nazirus, a new 100 days. V'hayomim horishonim yiplu, the Pasuk says. Whatever days he counted up until the time he became Tomei, those fall away. Those are gone. Now, all of this is in a case where he became Tomei during the term of his Nazirus. But suppose he finished the term of his Nazirus, but he did not yet have the opportunity to perform the Tiglachas or to bring his Korbonos Tahara, his Korbon Chatos, Olo, and Shlomi. So he has finished his term of Nazirus, but has not yet completed his Kaporo, so to speak, his Tiglachas and the Korbonos. This state is called La'achar Malos. La'achar Malos Yemei Nizro. It's after his term of Nazirus is over. Suppose he becomes Tomei then. The halacha is Din Torah, as far as the Torah is concerned, Doraisa, that the fact that he became Tomei La'achar Malos does not affect his Nazirus. He did his Nazirus, he did his 30 days, everything was fine and dandy. Now, for whatever reason, he hasn't brought his korbanos, hasn't had his taglachas. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 2 months have gone by. Nope. During those 2-3 weeks or 2 months, he became Tomei. So it is not so ser his nazirus. What he has to do is go through the purification process, the 7 days, with the hazor, the sprinkling of the special water on day 3 and day 7. And then he can go about, do his tiklachas ha-tahora, and everything is fine. Our Mishnah raises a specific question. A person has a stam nazirus, which we learned was shloshim yom, 30 days. But that 30th day, we learned, is a day of miktsas hayom kikulo. That 30 days, if he brings the karbanos on that day 30, at 10 o'clock in the morning, so the few hours from the beginning of the day until 10 o'clock, they count as a full day. Well, what would happen if a nazir, stam nazirus, shloshim yom, on day 30, he becomes tomei? Is the day 30, which is kind of this swing day, of which we say, miktsas hayom kekulo, and he became tomei at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, do we consider that to be li'achar malos, or do we consider it still to be during the term of his nazirus? The Mishnah says, Mishomar hareni nozir. He accepted upon himself a nazirus stam nazirus shloshim yom, nitmo yom shloshim, and he became tamei on day 30, let's say in our example, at 2 p.m. So the Chachomim, the Tanakama says, too bad. That day 30, until the end of the day, is still part of his nazirus term, and he has become tamei during his nazirus term, so the whole 30 days are down the tubes, down the drain. So said as hakol, he has to become tor, wait the 7 days, do the tiglachas hatumah, and resume a new 30-day count. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer Omer ain't no soser elo shiva. No, his 30 days are over. We do say miktsas hayom kekulo. So the first few hours of that day are day 30, and they're gone. Day 30 is over, and now his nazirus is finished. The fact that he became and told me on 2 p.m. that's considered as if it was achar malos. And achar malos, all he has to do is become tohor, and as we will see in the next Mishnah, and bring his tiklachas tumah, and everything's fine. That's a situation of stam nazirus shloshim yom. Now we learned yesterday that there's a difference between a person who says hareni nazir shloshim yom, and the person who says hareni nazir, for whom we say that his term is shloshim yom. Of the latter, we say that day 30 is miktsas hayom kekulo. But of the former, the person who says hareni nozir explicitly shloshim yom, we consider him to be a nozir for 30 full days, and only on day 31 can he bring his karbonos. So hareni nozir shloshim yom, if a person says, I'm going to be a nozir for 30 days, and nitmo yom shloshim, he became tomei on day 30. For such a person, day 30 is part of his nazirus term, the whole day of day 30. So becoming tomei on day 30 is no different from becoming tomei on day 29 or day 20. And what do we say? Hayomim harishonim yiplu, all the time is down the tubes, and he has to do a new nazirus. So seres hakol, all 30 days are gone, and he has to become tohor again, tiklachas tumah, and resume by counting an entirely new term of nazirus of 30 full days. That's Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Dalet is a different story. We still have to keep in mind the halachos we just learned, but a new complication. In this Mishnah, we will see that Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachomim have an additional 2 points of dispute. There are 2 other matters upon which they are in contention with each other. Number one, if a Nazir becomes Tomei on Biyom Malos Yemei Nazirusso, he made a neder, and his Nazirus would be 100 days. and he became Tamei on day 100. So he has to have the 7 days of Tahara and the Tiglachas HaTumah. Now he resumes the count. Does he have to count the whole 100 days? Or is it sufficient for him to only count 30 days? Do we say that for a Nazirus Merubah, a Nazirus of a longer term than 30 days, in the example in the Mishnah, 100 days, if he becomes Tomei, does he lose the entire, becomes Tomei beyond Melos, on day 100, does he lose the entire 100, or does he lose only 30 days? Well, that's the first half of the Mishnah. Hareini Nozir Meyo Yom, Nitmo Yom Meyo, if he becomes Tomei on day 100, so Ser Es HaKol, the Tanakhama says, he's lost the whole 100. And therefore, he has to wait 7 days, have the Haso Shlishi Yushvi, bring the Korbanos Tuma, and recount now the full 100 days. This is the Shita of the Chachomim, that a Nozir who becomes Tomei Biyom Malos on the final day, nevertheless, is Tomei as same as if he would become Tomei in the middle of the Malos, in day 60, 30, 20, whatever. However, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Eino Soser El Shloshim Yom. Since he became Tomei on the Yom Malos, in the Mishnah's example on day 100, he does not lose the entire 100 days. But after it becomes Tohor, he can count merely 30 days. The Gemara explains on Davov Amid Beis, the reason for this is based upon the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'zos Toras HaNozir B'yom Malos Yemei Nizro. This is Bamidbar Vov, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Toras HaNozir B'yom Malos. Rabbi Eliezer darshins that he has a Toras HaNozir. He has a halacha of nozir, meaning a nazirus stam, 30 days, b'yom malos. If he becomes Tomei on yom malos, his new nazirus that he has to do after he becomes tohor is only a stam nazirus of 30 days. That is point of contention number one in this Mishnah. Point of contention number two is this. If suppose a person becomes Tomei, he's a Nazir for 100 days, and he became Tomei on day 101 or afterwards, meaning he became Tomei li'achar malos yimei naziruso. We already learned that min ha-Torah, if you become Tomei after malos, that does not affect the nazirus. That is not soser the nazirus. However, the Chachamim say that's midoraisa. However, midrabbanan, we require him to conduct a new nazirus after the teglachas tohatuma for 30 days. Nitmo yom meyov ve'echad, continues the Mishnah. Soser shloshim yom. He's lost 30 days. Din derabbanan. The reason why the Chachamim feel that the rabbanan impose this knas, midrabbonon dike knas, merely a rabbinic knas, is a dispute among the Rishonim, the Bar Tanura. The Rav, in his commentary on this Mishnah, following the Rosh and others, says that this gzeras chachomim is so that we do not confuse day 101 with day 100. On day 100, he would be soser, according to the Chachamim, the entire 100. So on day 101, to say that he should be completely exempt from any new nazirus, which is the Torah's point of view, which is the deraisa status, that would be subject to too much confusion. And therefore, on day 101, Liachar Malos, they impose a gzera of an additional 30 days. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees and says, Eino Soser Elo Shiva. Once it's Achar Malos, on day 101, he's finished his 100 days. They can't be affected by the tumah that occurred to him on day 101. He merely has to go through the process of Tahara, have his Tiklachas and his Karbonos, and doesn't have to count anything further. So we have finished Mishnah Dalid of Perek Gimel, and with it have concluded lesson number 11.